You're listening to SBS News.
It's described by some as a once-in-a-generation change. Businesses with fewer than 20 staff must switch to an online payroll system called Single Touch Payroll. The Australian Taxation Office describes it as the biggest change since the GST, and some owner-operators, especially migrants and those whose first language isn't English, are struggling with a new system. Despite this change beginning on Monday, this restaurant owner, Nicole Ha, says they're just not ready for it.
The new Single Touch Payroll, yep. Very confusing at the moment. Oh, we haven't even started yet. You know, we're not prepared yet.
John Shepherd was the Tax Office's Assistant Commissioner for the Single Touch Payroll Program.
This is a big change. Some have said the biggest change since the GST. It does really revolutionise, I guess, payroll reporting, and this is, if you like, just the start.
Kate Carnell is Australia's inaugural Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. She says for some, this new financial year will bring a shock.
This is now the law. There are some really good parts about it. It does reduce your requirement to give your staff the documentation you currently have to with regard to superannuation payments. It really can cut your red tape, cut your paperwork, but you do need to act. And we believe that it could be as many as 50% of small businesses have no idea that this is happening. So the message needs to get out there.
John Shepherd says the ATO is also promising resources for business owners that might need some extra assistance.
We really appreciate that the multicultural community and so a big proportion of small businesses have English not as their first language. So we really do see it as a priority to be able to translate a lot of our materials and make them available in different languages, and also make services available, translation services and other things through our call centre for people to make sure that they do understand what's required and can get the help they need.
Businesses in remote areas with limited internet can apply for an extension, and there's low or even no-cost single-touch payroll compliance software on the ATO website. Almost two-thirds of Australia's 2 million small businesses are one-person operations, and around a quarter employ between one and four people. And it's these smaller employers, called micro-businesses, that are expected to struggle most, says John Shepherd.
We do still have, for what we would call our very small or micro businesses, still high rates of either quite manual processes, or what's used quite frequently still is things like Excel to manage the weekly or fortnightly payroll.
The new Single Touch Payroll system also tracks superannuation payments, so those businesses that aren't paying super or are paying wages in an unusual way will be very visible to the tax office. Businesses with more than 20 staff switched to Single Touch Payroll last year, so this tax time up to 9 million employees will report without payment summaries using information available online at MyGov. John Shepherd says the tax office is trying to help small businesses get into the new system as soon as possible. He says although July the 1st is the start date, it's a big change for smaller employers, so they'll have until September the 30th to start their reporting. Or if they need it, they can request more time.
But the really important call to arms is not to put this off altogether. Start making your plans now and communicate with us, either directly or through your agent.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.